everybody strap, but we let it go. Come on, you know what I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-J. Now keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the B-L-A-K, okay, E-J. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain. It's uh-huh. So some love will be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fuckin' with my money, yo, you don't wanna hear it, bro. I understand that, work hard and it pays more. Cause I've been sitting there writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need fuck it with my art, you be ducking, dodging my dog. Now clap with me, they hating, so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Just up to the riders, cocaine suppliers. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class flyers, catch me in a C-class, pass like flyers. Clean the way it came, same color as my sire. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. When I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. You smell that? Didn't want any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, no craving the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clackin', how we be fine. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. Getting better every time. I'm loving the rap, you hear it when I rhyme. No need to get bent out of shape, you'll be fine. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally. You remind me of cake, evidently you're sweet. That nigga's pushing up weight, but your jaw's still weak. See the heat is backed up, love to make it skate. You know what I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. Back against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Whoa. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black goat, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come roll. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
What's gonna get you out of shit? It's gonna be your turn to be a leaf of the pages to the airways. And we're gonna get it on the popping as we always do. This is your rapper with your girl tonight. Let's get this show started. And before we officially start, I wanna play a song. Just give me a minute, y'all. And then we're gonna get into the show. Okay, I see I won't be able to play that song. Taking long for me to see the studio, because it's taking long to look. There we go. Here we go. Wait one more minute, child. We are showing the load. Okay, so you know we're going to talk about the Kiki situation. And I think I briefly talked about it last week. If I didn't, we won't really get into it. So we're going to get into a song first. And then I'm going to get into the story. You know what? Play my girl, Coley B. Haven't played her in a while.
I go? Should I leave? Let me know. Never wanna let you go. Now why you acting like that, folks? Yeah, there's been others, but now that I'm changing, it's hard for you to believe that a nigga like me's behaving. I know I hurt you before. No, it's not worth it no more. 1,000 times, 1,000. I know you heard it before. My darling, now is you with me? It's harder. Now do you miss me? My heart waits, no, don't part ways. I'm sorry, do you forgive me?
All right, child, I was called to be right there. 1,000 times, I haven't played that in a while. Yes. I don't even think she's doing music anymore, Cody B. Yes, my girl. So, as I said, he was doing the Keke Palmer thing. And, more stuff has developed since the Twitter post. Yeah. More things have developed since the Twitter post. And we're going to talk about and that is that he so Keke Palmer's boyfriend before he got with Keke was with someone else. Right? Just before he got with Keke, he was with someone else. And she posted a video to TikTok saying, oh, basically that when they were together, she got pregnant, he told her to have an abortion. And then they broke up after that. And then all of a sudden, he got with Keke Palmer. Now, you can go to TikTok. That's what she said. That's what the girl said. He made her have an abortion. And so she's saying, like, basically he was being controlling. And I can, you know, because the way he acted about what Keke had on for Usher's show, you know, I can understand where he's coming. You know, I can understand that. You know, hey, maybe he's trying to be controlling with Keke, and Keke ain't having it because they were saying that before all of this happened, he was on his social media posting her. And she was like half naked. He posted her half naked. He posted her in other outfits that, you know, form fit into the body that he posted that. And talk about how good she looked after having the baby. But now all of a sudden she wears see-through outfit to an Usher concert, you have a problem with it? To me, that don't make sense, y'all. It really don't make sense. And this man would post her and looking good in sexy outfits, half naked on his social media, and then would complain about what she wears to an Usher Raymond concert. What kind of shit is that, y'all? What kind of shit is that? Yeah. He's complaining about that. To me, that's crazy. That this man would be complaining about what she wore at the Usher concert. And like his ex said, then he's trying to control her. And he can't. We have men like that. There are men out there who try to control the women they are with. And when they can't, it frustrates them. Because you see, it frustrated him to the point that he shut down his social media after, because people were going after him. You know, people were saying, you know, she's grown. She could wear what no man could tell her what to wear. And some, you know, there's some grown men who said, you know, as his woman, she shouldn't, excuse me, that as his woman, she shouldn't be wearing that. You know, respect him. I get that. You know, I get that. When you meet someone and they're dressing scantily clad, when you met them and you were still interested and wanted to be with them, you cannot change. If you met me and I was wearing, let's say, a crop top and a mini skirt, right? Now, we decide to get together, be in a relationship. If I still want to wear a crop top and a miniskirt, I am. You cannot tell me I can't wear it when you met me wearing it. As a man or any person in a relationship, you got to be forthcoming. You have to tell the person you really want to be with, you know, this is what I want in a woman. This is what I want in a man. This is my standards that I have set for my woman to have. Or these are my standards I have set for my man to have. And if the person you decide to be with can't meet that, then you shouldn't be with them anymore. You cannot come into a woman's life or a man's life and try to change them just because you don't like something about them. If it's something you don't, they have to change that part of them on their own. You cannot do it for them. They have to change it on their own. You cannot change them. No woman can change a man. No man can change a woman. Your partner has to change on their own. And, you know, I don't dress. I'm not one to dress as sexy as Kiki did for the Usher concert. I wouldn't dress like, yes, I would look nice and presentable, but I wouldn't wear what Kiki had on, showing her ass and all. But you, because laughing about it, and they showed what he posted, there's video of what he posted of Kiki on the internet. Her, she got like leggings on and no, and she's half clothed with leggings on, and she's covering up her front part, her covering up her breasts and all that stuff. And he posted that to social media. There's video of him, you know, bragging about how good she looks. Y'all can go look that up for yourselves. You know what I'm saying? Look that up for yourselves. And that's my thing. You understand what I'm saying? Is that you can't be, if you met the woman and you knew that's how she is, she likes to dress like that, if you met her that way, you would say, you can tell her, I don't like it when you dress scantily clad. You can say that to her, but that doesn't mean she's going to change just because you told her to. Excuse me, y'all. That don't mean she's going to change because you told her to. She has to do it on her own. And the bad part about it, he should have never brought it to social media. If you're in a relationship, you and your mate have a squabble, social media is not the place to vent on how you feel. You need to sit down with your mate, your wife, your husband, whoever, and y'all need to talk about the situation. Y'all need to talk about the situation. And don't bring it to social media. That was his problem. We wouldn't have known about it if he didn't bring it to social media. I'm not on Twitter like that, so I would have noticed that he posted that. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not on Twitter like that to know. But, you know, when so many people talk, when there's so many bloggers and regular old people just talking about it, you have no choice but to listen to what everybody's talking about and, you know, what opinions people formulated on their own. And then, you know, somebody asks you your opinion about you, your opinion. And I say he was wrong. Some people feel they both was in the wrong. But you can't be showing her off, you know, showing her off about how good she looked after having the baby, and then when she turned around and show off her body after having the baby, you can't be mad at that. You started this. You know, a lot of men want their woman just to dress sexy for them. They don't want them just as sexy as just for them. You know what I'm saying? And like that outfit, I would not wear that. Would not be wearing a thong showing my ass in my outfit. I probably would wear a nice dress. I probably still would look good, but I'm not showing my ass. Kiki's still young. She will learn. As she get older, she will learn that it's good to leave things to the imagination. You understand? As she get older, she will learn that. But she's still young. You understand what I'm saying? She's still young. And if he's trying to control her, then she don't need to be in that relationship no more. And that's the truth. If he's trying to control, no woman needs to be in a relationship with a man who's trying to control them. You are not my daddy. You are not my daddy. You know? So, yeah. With all that info, more info coming out about the situation. And then the ex, when she posted the video, she put Kiki's name in the caption. And when people said something, she took it down and reposted it and covered up Kiki's name. But I also want to say to you guys out there that if you get a girl pregnant and you don't want to have a baby by this woman, you cannot tell her to have an abortion. That's her body. She's going to do what she wants to do with her body. So if she decides, she agrees with you and say, yeah, I'm not ready to be a parent, let's go have the abortion, but you cannot make a woman have an abortion because you don't want to have a baby with that person. Common sense should have came in and you should have wore a condom and you wouldn't have been in that situation. And that's what the ex said. He told her to have an abortion. But the ex also says she thinks he's with her for her money. And of course, you know, Kiki got money, and then it's probably with her for the club, you know, because he's Kiki's baby daddy or boyfriend that when he go places, people will know who he is because of who he's dating. So it's like he's getting perks because of who he's dating. So, we'll get into another song. Let's do this here.
Fuck with funds like they used to. Dripping sauce and they talk about a juice crew. I peep the blogs and I guess I ain't in the loop. Switch the plans up, never paying for the booth. They search me, so I bring the bars in the building. Then I got all these trap rappers and they feelings. Banging 2G, living life with no ceilings. Really in these streets, tell my switches, no feelings. Need the funds up front after billing. Block dry, now they tethered the ceiling. All this whole shit just to get a racket spinning. F it, I'm going underground like I'm hell, like I'm hell, like I'm hell. Yeah, they got me on the gram, man. You ain't get the picture. Yeah, lanes got me in the jam, and they shoot me on some grams. Now I can't flip the switcher. Yeah, now I can't trust the fan. Hold tape, mad jams. They ain't even drop no filler. Yeah, yeah. Silk Road, more polyester. All these lame rappers, they the investors. Promoters rape your budget. I show face in public, make them switch the subject. I'm Broad Street elite. These niggas looking funny. And 106 played me like I'm Ezra Miller. Guarantee you wouldn't hear it. It's sense to the message.
That was Funds Right There with 17. And you're tuned in to BLE for the Pages of the Airways and Road to Stardom Radio. Yep. And we're going to get this Kiki Palmer thing because I don't want to talk about it no more. But, yeah. Let's see what else is going on in the news. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry for that. Getting into some sports news right now. Says teen son of Iowa basketball coach McCaffrey cited in deadly Iowa City crash. Says Jonathan Jack McCaffrey's youngest son of the University of Iowa's men's basketball coach, Fran McCaffrey, was cited in a connection to a car versus pedestrian crash that killed a National Guardsman in May. According to the Iowa City Police Department, at around 4:22 p.m. on May 22nd, officers responded to reports of a car versus pedestrian crash at Melrose Avenue. and Kennedy Parkway, when first responders arrived, they found Corey J. Height, 45, seriously injured. He was transported to a nearby hospital. Height died of his injuries in June. The Daily Iowan reported that Height was a National Guardsman from Cedar Rapids who was set to retire a few weeks before the crash. The 16-year-old McCaffrey was cited for failure to yield to a pedestrian in a crosswalk, a simple misdemeanor, because it resulted in death. The misdemeanor is punishable by a $1,000 fine, suspension of driver's license, up to 180 days or both. Following the announcement of the citation, the McCaffrey family released a statement. On May 26th, just after leaving school, our 16-year-old son was driving the vehicle slash pedestrian accident. Investigators have told us it was an unavoidable accident with no evidence to suggest distracted driving. The pedestrian who was jogging at the time of the accident was waved in front of our son's passive vehicle by the driver of another vehicle. The jogger, Sergeant First Class Corey Height, passed away 2 weeks after the incident from the injuries he sustained. We are devastated by this tragedy. SFC Height's family has our deepest sympathies. While our family continues to process events of the past weeks and help our son cope with this accident, we will have no further comment at this time. And I've seen joggers jogging in the street. And you know, when you're a distance away, you know, when you look in the rear view, not the rear view mirror, but when you look in the side mirror, and you know, it has that says it appears closer than you think. If the object appears closer than you think, I think that's what it says, if I can remember. Right? So, but if you are a distance away and you don't see the person and they come out of nowhere and you hit them with your car, they cut the charges of a misdemeanor. So he's going to have to pay a $1,000 fine and lose his license for 180 days. Excuse me. And you know, it's sad that it had to happen to those who go out to the Height family. But I know this young man is going to be dealing with this for a long time. I know he didn't mean to hit the guy with his car, but now to know that the man has died due to the injuries he sustained, I think it's really going to mess with that young man. Because people might see it as people of public opinion might see it as he killed this man. And he may get taunted for what he did. And you know these kids who are bullies who taunt people. Yep. The people who are bullies and they taunt people. It's crazy, y'all. Like I said, condolences to the hospital. And they need to get him some therapy because it may really affect him. Here's something for all my people in NYC. New York State has over $7 billion in unclaimed funds owned to 10 million accounts in June. See if any is yours. So, this is in New York. It says every day New York State returns 1.5 mil to people who file claims, according to the comptroller's office. Here's how to see if any is yours. Wouldn't it be great if there was some cash that's sitting out there with their name on it? There just might be. The New York State Comptroller's Office is currently holding $18.4 billion in everyday people's lost money. And it returns $1.5 billion to those who file claims daily. However, a lot of people are missing out on lots of claims by, excuse me, a lot of claim filings. And there are over $7.2 billion funds in June, according to the Office of Unclaimed Funds. Manhattanites have the most unclaimed funds, $2.1 billion, while over $1 billion is owed to account holders in Brooklyn and Queens each. The numbers are stopped on Long Island, too, like 1.4 million accounts owed more than $887 million. Another $1 billion is owed in Westchester County. The list keeps going. You get the point. So if you're in the NYC area, it doesn't say here you can go and check to see if your old money back. It doesn't say that. It just shows a list. But just think, money you forgot about that the government's been holding on to if they want to get back to you. What else are we going to talk about? I guess you could say, I don't know if this would be just news itself or it could be considered sports news because we are talking about Michael Jordan and Michael Jordan's son in this situation. Says Larsa Pippen says she's embarrassed and traumatized over Michael Jordan's comments about her relationship with Marcus. Chick, you're dating his son. The man used to be a teammate of your husband, your ex-husband. And he's way younger than you. You're dating his young son. Like, your son and Jordan's son is probably about the same age. Like, I get it, you know, some older women, they're younger and say these young dudes make them feel good. Some younger dudes like older women because they're tired of dating girls that are into playing games. So it says here, says, oh my God, I was traumatized. You see, you personally said on Separation Anxiety podcast. Now, the Pippen is reacting to Michael Jordan's recent disapproval of her relationship with his son, Marcus Jordan. Speaking on Monday's episode of her and Marcus' Separation Anxiety podcast, Larsa 49 said that she was embarrassed and traumatized after the NBA legend 60 publicly stated that he doesn't approve of her romance with Marcus 32. Earlier this month, a team lead photographer asked Michael Jordan about his son's relationship with the Real Housewives of Miami star while he was meeting a dinner at Paris Matinon. At first, Michael simply laughed the question off, but the paparazzi then pressed further into whether he approved of the romance between the pair who have a 16-year age gap. No, the former basketball player responded. During the podcast, Michael explained he had found his father's comment amusing, though Larsa noted that he didn't think it was funny. I know my dad and I will see my whole family. They're so competitive. It's a competitive part of our DNA. is to talk shit. It gets us going and gets us motivated. And when I saw it, immediately I thought, he's playing, he's joking, he's laughing, he's just being playful. He's a little bit maybe off the Sokola gear of his head. He added that while he hadn't put too much weight into it, he understood it, had made it also a little nervous. I noticed that Michael contacted the pair afterwards to make sure they didn't take things the wrong way. It helped Liza understand he had been truthful about his family's approval of the pair. The couple then discussed how the story had blown up. Your love replied, noting that I kind of felt like it went everywhere and I was kind of like embarrassed. She's 49, he's 30. Damn. Like, I'm dating younger, but not, you know, not that much younger. I've been older, but not that much older. I cannot date someone who's the age of my dad. My dad passed. But when he passed, he was turning 62. Michael Jordan is 60. Now, just imagine if Michael Jordan was my dad and some 49-year-old man trying to holler, I ain't going to date no 49-year-old man. I mean, as Michael Jordan, I'm just saying, if I was Michael Jordan, as Michael Jordan's daughter, I could have any man I want just because of who my father is. Men are going to throw themselves at me to get me to date them. Because even though Michael's kids were never in the limelight, but just the mere fact that you are Michael Jordan's child. You know what I'm saying? You get perks. And the people that date you are going to want to get some of those perks. Like, you don't have to wait to be seated at a restaurant. They're going to seat you right away because of who you are. You know, the famous, like, clothing lines like Gucci, Prada, Fendi, all those clothing brands, you know, we got for the running, but, you know, these brands, you know, they give away free stuff because of who your father is. They're giving you free stuff because they want you to rock it. And when people see you wearing it, they're going to want to wear it. You know, like some people want the perks. I think as a parent, as long as the person making your, you know, as long as the person making your child happy, you know, you deal with the situation. Oh, my gosh. And of course, they're going in below. And I can't stop yawning. But yeah, I'm I don't know if I'm 32. But then you gotta think, you understand, saying as a young person, being an older person, you have to think at some point you're gonna want children. So, being in a long term with an older person doesn't make sense if you want children because they cannot give you children. Unless you want to do where they extract her egg and you know, fertilize her egg and they put it in a surrogate. With a surrogate, it's actually your sperm, your woman, the person you're with, egg, but it's being housed in another person's body, you know? You could do it that way. But I don't think that I would want to date a, knowing that I cannot give the person kids, I don't think I would want to date somebody so much younger than me. Because, you know, they're going to want children, and I can't give it to them. You know what I'm saying? The person's going to want children, and you're not going to be able to give it to them. Yeah. Okay. Okay, let's see here. You know, Bed Bath & Beyond is closing, so now is the time to go shop there to get stuff you need for the kitchen, you know, the bathroom, and stuff like that. Yeah. Let's get into another song, yeah. Let's see here what song we're gonna get into. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to figure it out, y'all. Oh, what song to play? I gave you R&B, I gave you hip hop. Yep. Let's see how much time we got left before I play this song. Let's see how much time is left before I play this song. Yeah. So we're gonna do this.
I've been loving you for a long time, baby, and I want you to know. I want you to know. When to me, baby, oh, 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 but when you don't, I cry when you don't, and I don't know why.
All right, so that's a change of mind right there. The whole song. Now, let's see here. Let's get into another song. And that, you know, it's so old school. I love that song. I probably heard this song when I was younger. That's what my dad played, was the old school music that I grew up on. You know, besides what was played on the radio, it was like, yeah. That's why when you listen to the sound of it, you get a whole lot of different music. You get the old school, you get the new school, you know? the station dedicated to the indie artists. And not just the indie artists, though. But that's who our station was founded on. Alright, what else do I want to talk about with y'all? Let me think. No, I don't want to read about Pentecostals in the news, but I don't want to talk about Pentecostals. No. Let's see. We want to talk about the music right now, because Janet Jackson and Kendrick Lamar will co-headline One Music Fest 2023. Janet Jackson and Kendrick Lamar co-headlining one of the music festivals out there. Okay. But Jen's a bigger artist. But then when you think about it, Kendrick Lamar, not saying Jen is not relevant for today, but you got some young kids who may not know who she is. So if you're trying to attract them to come to the festival, you better put artists on the bill that would attract those type of audience you're looking for. Yep. That's good. That's nice to know that. I know who Kendrick Lamar is, but I'm not spending money for a Kendrick Lamar concert. I know who Janet is, and I would spend the money to see Janet over Kendrick Lamar. So, you know, Janet might draw a bigger crowd than Kendrick would. Yeah. Okay, let's see here. Oh, yeah. So we watched Game Chance. You know the latest episode of Game Chance with Sonny and y'all. And him and EFN got into a heated debate about who's the better storyteller, Ice Cube or Biggie. And Sonny Ayo said Biggie, EFN said Ice Cube. And it kept going back and forth. I like both, but I think for me, before Biggie came into the picture, it was Ice Cube. And I think for me, I would go with Ice Cube over Biggie, who's the better storyteller. Yes, Ice Cube is a West Coast rapper, but still, he's still telling stories. You know, he's still a better storyteller. And some might agree with Tony Ayo and say Biggie as well. But it sparked a good debate. It wasn't, sparked a good debate. Oh, awesome. Hear that? It says here, Britney Spears, that no woman ever deserves to be hit after Victor Wembanyama killed his girlfriend. I did get an apology at my table 30 minutes later, but I guess I received a public apology. The singer said about the incident in a new video. This is when she was figuring out about the reaction to her stuff with Victor Wembanyama security. On Tuesday, the toxic singer 41 addressed comments made on an unnamed video show, which Spears said she deserved to be smacked during the incident because security was doing their job and protecting their client. So somebody on the radio show said she deserved to be stopped by a security and they were protecting their client. No man should put his hands on a woman. I care who you protecting. I care if you're protecting your own mama. If you're just protecting the president, you don't put your hands on a woman. She don't know who Victor Wembanyama is. But you don't know who that young man is. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, she deserves that public apology. Is she going to get it? Probably not. So, let me finish reading this article. Then it says here, then it also says, I want to share with you guys an incident that happened in Vegas that a lot of people are talking about. They shared in an Instagram video on Tuesday. I heard on the news that this video station talking smack and talking ish. That's why I'm addressing it. I've been with the most famous people in the world. I think at one point, girls would literally throw themselves at them. She continued before describing an incident that she had been knocked down by 3 12-year-olds who were trying to get her picture on their way into the concert venue. My skin not one time touched them or even came near them. Point being is I didn't appreciate the people saying that I deserved to be hit because no woman ever deserves to be hit. In her video, Spears again recounted this sentence from her perspective. I simply tapped him on the back and I was backhanded. Hit my face, came back on the floor, but my best friend helped me up and helped me, he said. Following a video from the incident being posted by TMZ, and after the Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, claiming that no one was charged, Wembanyama told reporters on Monday that he now wants to focus on his basketball career and avoid any distractions from the media. But why are you tapping him in the back? See, this is why his security reacted. Why are you tapping this man in the back? You don't even know who this man is. Unless you're in the sports, then she would know who he is. But if you're not into sports like that, you're not going to know who this man is. So, yeah. She doesn't deserve to be hit, but you know I understand why they did it. Even though she doesn't deserve it, I understand why they did it. Yeah, let me see what time we got left, because okay, we got 53 minutes left in the second hour of the show. Give me a second here. Then we need some more music. We're going to dance to, let's go to another old school song of this song. Mm-hmm.
other side of town in 10 minutes plateau. Throw down your keys and unlock the door. Straight past the elevator to the 13th floor. And there she goes, navel ringing, G-string and I'm blind. Started getting mine like I did hard time. My time is coming, she can feel it in my flow. Better slow it down or lose control.
All right, y'all, we're back. That was the transition with 2 Train. Then getting to this last story right here. Dr. Dre reveals he was talked into recording the Chronic. It wasn't his decision. Hip-hop icon discusses his simply acclaimed album on Kevin Hart's Heart to Heart and clips get exclusively with Billboard. From Jay-Z to Miley Cyrus, Kevin Hart has had conversations with many of music's biggest and brightest stars on his Peacock talk show, Heart to Heart. For the show's latest episode, the Emmy-nominated multi-hyphenated has recruited music industry titan Dr. Dre. And 2 clips from the July 13th episode, exclusive to Billboard, the 7-time Grammy winning rapper opens up about the creation of the Chronic biopic and the challenges of maintaining authenticity as a creative. The men of the NWA were in their early 20s when they explored on the scene with Luther's debut album, Straight Outta Compton, and the individual priorities shifted once each member started exploring solo endeavors. There was money and business got involved in it, and it separated the friendship. Jay tells Hart in one clip, I have to separate myself from Eazy-E, but he decided to take a different route. I assume we had already mapped some money on my own. I have absolutely no idea what the fuck I'm going to do. I just know I have this talent. Dr. Dre released The Chronic, his landmark debut solo album, on the Method Team, 1992. Album reached to number 3 on the Billboard 2000, on the Billboard 200, my bad, and spawned a pair of top 10 hits on the Billboard Hot 100. Number the G-Thang, hit number 2, and Dre Day number 8, another single, Let Me Ride, and Dr. Dre his very first Grammy Award. Close friend of mine, well, call him. You'll call him DLC, talking into doing this Chronic album. And he realized it wasn't my decision. I was talking to doing that. I just went in there and went for it because I felt one second, y'all. I lost the article. I can't get it back. Give me one second. Okay, it says, okay. I lost him. Okay. His talk, because we call him DLC, talked me into doing the Chronic album. And he revealed it wasn't my decision. I was talking to doing that. I just went in there and went for it because I felt at that time it was a life or death situation. For Dre, the quality and success of the Chronic would determine whether or not he stays there. It's really tough to find that kind of ambition and energy today. He wistfully notes the heart. So he is positive in the Chronic and Dre's sophomore album, the multi-platinum 2001. And I'm not sure if you're not And Compton, 2015, the most recent studio album from his first being in the last, a former NWA member, and the omnipresent in the music industry, plus the first of music production, tech, mentorship, and groundbreaking business. And groundbreaking business deals, a feat he had to achieve while maintaining the authenticity he first established the Straight Outta Compton and for the police. It was really just to impress our neighborhood. You can be good in L.A. and everybody in L.A. is paying attention to us. He just left the other day. We know we were going to get attention around the world and from the FBI and that whole shit. It was crazy. In 2013, Dr. Dre joined forces with fellow former NWA member, Ice Cube, and director. Okay. So yeah, basically, Dr. Dre saying, you know, he was talking to doing that album, and the first he said was DLC, and we thank you, DLC. And that is where we got introduced to Snoop Dogg. From that album, how we got introduced to Snoop Dogg. Well, the song Deep Cover, you know, when it began, but that's how we got introduced to Snoop. But Snoop was also featured on the Chronic album, so it's like, and that's how I became a fan of Snoop Dogg and Dell. And then Snoop dropped his Doggy Style album after that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know if we still would have Snoop if he didn't work with Dre. Like, you have to think, like, if Dre didn't do that album, or do the song to cover when we be introduced to Snoop. Like, you know, that's what we need to think about. Like if Diddy didn't sign and work with Biggie, would we have been introduced to Biggie Smalls in some other kind of way? Like, we were introduced to Tupac through Digital Underground, and then he came out with his own, and he came out with his own music. So, yeah. That things happen for a reason. And with Dr. Dre being big of a name, if he didn't drop, if he wouldn't have dropped the Chronic. I think he would have been as big of an, even though he was part of NWA, but I'm talking about as far as the solo artist, I don't think he would have been that big of a deal. Yep. Talk about. And we're going to end the show early, but before I end the show, let me give you another song. Just sing it to the BX with 27 Bandits.
It's a situation, I'm in the front like when I'm racing. Face off, give them a facelift. Hate more, niggas they hate this. I work hard, this is the late shift. They sick, they thought my niggas would take big. No construction, nigga, I lay bricks. Let's discuss it, nigga, I raise kids. I'm dumping, nigga, I make hits. They sick, no cameras and don't take pics in this bitch. I go bananas, I go wake shit. I'm the answer, they calling me sin, ain't I? This the anthem, I call it the shit. Stay fly, way high in the sky, but tell them I ain't high. Supply, going against me ain't wise. I'ma say that twice. You go against me ain't wise, and you ain't right. Nigga,
bang, bang, blow, say it ain't so. Slang came to make the bank roll, to make the chain glow. Same flow up in the city, let them lanes know. I came for the cash, by my mad bridle, not in the chain. But you come stay with Master, I come stay them. You make them feel at home, I have them out by 8.
Back to the essence, where cats had to rap like perfection. Just spit a rap in the session. When lyrically you had to be nice to get in sight. And I just bitch with the lightning. So you can't tell me about bars, you a liar like the rest of them. I spin fire, tell Maya I'll get the best of them. And if he flex or comes for that test, when I'm done with his flex, let the operation next get him. It ain't right if you can't be you. And I'm always me, so I can't see you. Cause I gotta see my family too. So I'm coming for that bread and for that pantry too, nigga. See the hunger in my eyes while I'm still grinding. And to bring the Bronx back, that's the real assignment. Made a promise or a pun that when it's all done, I'ma say this one in the ill climate.
And we throwing them X-wings, I see it in their eyes. And y'all be next, main the guards. Heavy in the club, ladies showing love. Couple cowards on the wall with their ice mugs. It's rock ups. Cause we got bottles in them tubs on full well, posting a plot, nigga, them thugs. Bars of rap, nigga, none of the above. And I'm a dangerous species, the MC, time breed. Last of my kind, first of my design. Last man to run with his war time, my whole mind. Move proper, move with a king posture. Keep good space from all these mobs and imposters. Now look, you don't bang, you a blogger. And I'm a boss, look it up, you a blogger. I'm a rap, rep for the X, I'm that monster. Came here and came for the stone, it's my honor. And I leave with my home, that's my honor. Contra, pen in a black band, charter. Armor, up with a monk's mind. I'll never confront mine. I'm done with you cowards, it's lunch time. What?
Alright, y'all, that's the last song. I appreciate you talking about what you're going to make for BLE for the business of the airwaves. I'll see you at the next show, which is the end of the season. You never been the rest. And in new music, I'm going to say peace, one love, bye now.